speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this December 20th, 2018. It's getting towards the end of the year, especially for Congress. And things are coming at us very fast. A lot of things developing yesterday. Of course, President Trump tweeting out and that we have now defeated ISIS and we're going to bring the troops home, declaring victory and coming home. It's exactly what we have been wanting to hear for a very long time. And it's what President Trump campaigned on. It's what we voted for. And there is a chorus of cries and hand-wringing and tearing of their clothes in Washington, D.C. Everybody, part of the political establishment, both left and right, Democrat and Republican, we have to stay in Syria. We've got to keep this war going. I talked about this on Monday. I said it's very quietly been talked about for the last, the end of the week, last week, about a week ago. It was being put out in the Washington Post, the New York Times, all these publications, Stars and Stripes was talking about it. Yeah, it said the State Department, we've got, troops there. We've occupied about a third of Syria, and we don't see this ever changing. We're going to stay there forever, essentially, because we have this mission that keeps creeping into something different. And, of course, there's never been any authorization for this. We're going to take a look at this today, and we're going to contrast all of the criticism of President Trump to how they have, in just the last week or so, said, we are not going to get involved in Yemen because we have to have a declaration of war. We have to have Congress involved in this. This is a constitutional process. Well, where was the declaration of war? Where's the discussion for Syria? There never was one. It was Obama's war. That's what I said on Monday. I said, why is President Trump continuing Obama's war? And he's been asking the generals and the staff this at various meetings for quite a long time, they said. Why are we still there? What are we doing? We've defeated ISIS and so forth. You know, Russia also reported earlier this week, I said, Russia has reduced their number of military flights over Syria by 99% in the previous two or three weeks. I'll come back and have that information precisely for you. But 99% reduction in the number of flights there. In other words, ISIS has been defeated. The Russians unilaterally pull back. They stop flying these flights. They have been cornered. At every juncture, when ISIS was cornered in one area after the other, what did we have? We had the military-industrial complex engineering a false flag gas attack. And, of course, when we had this last spring, they were really getting desperate because ISIS was down to just a couple of strongholds. ISIS was our ally. ISIS was the ally of Lindsey Graham, who is complaining about this so much. He and John McCain and the CIA. We're arming ISIS, training ISIS, bringing ISIS in. It's Al-Qaeda, quite frankly. All the al-Nusra people, they had different names. They changed the different names. They were all the same. They eventually admitted it. Yeah, we're all Al-Qaeda. They were using them for regime change. That was what the Obama administration was doing. They wanted to get Assad out of there. And every time Assad was about to defeat ISIS, take back one of the Syrian towns, we would have a staged gas attack. And of course, this last spring, they doubled down on it and they tried to stage a gas attack, a false flag gas attack. And it wasn't a nerve gas attack. They wanted to blame Russia so they could blame Syria so they could have an excuse to put more troops into Syria. That was the Sergei Skripal and his daughter. Yeah, they were poisoned, but not with nerve gas. They would all be dead. So were the people who worked on them for a half hour before the show people came up with their hazmat suits and so forth. President Trump has now said, and this is key, folks, because I think his timing is very important as well. He's had pushback against all these different agendas. Every time that he tries to do something, the establishment pushes back. I think it's very important for him to do this suddenly, to do it just as these people are about to go on Christmas break. And to say we're going to start bringing State Department people home within 24 hours, he said.
So as we prepare to close out 2018, just remember, this life is a test. And those of you that have been listening and watching and taking action, the victories of populism and nationalism and Christianity, coming back from the dead and recognizing it's being persecuted. That's all because you are the core, listening to InfoWars around the world, the eyes and ears of liberty, that were immune or at least resistant to the globalist programming. Everybody knows who studies this that it's Christians, real Christians, who tend to be immune to the globalist brainwashing and who tend to see it. And that's why they're trying to eradicate you. But regardless, this fight is intensifying. 2018 has been insane. 2019 is going to be the big decision maker. And I am so honored to be here with you right beside me. Not behind us, but right beside us and at the heart of everything, resisting these globalists. So whatever you do, take action and realize we're changing history together. And I salute you.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, December the 20th, 2018. I'm David Knight. Finally this week, we have something to celebrate. We had the cave-in on the wall. We had gun control regulations coming out at the same time. But today, Washington is abuzz because President Trump did the right thing. Did the right thing on Syria. I talked about it beginning of the week, the State Department, others as part of the military-industrial complex were coming out and bragging about the fact that they were going to be in Syria forever, that they occupied a third of the country. You had the Washington Post, New York Times, all these organizations saying, look at this. And I said, when did we ever vote on this? When did we ever even have a discussion on this? It shows up in the back pages of these establishment papers as if they are publishing some kind of a funeral notice. You know, you have to take out an ad, tell people that so-and-so has died. It's part of a legal requirement in some states. And so this is basically what it's come to. We don't have a discussion. We don't have a vote. We don't make a decision. We don't talk about the cost of the war or even what the objectives are or what it looks like to win. Now, President Trump said, we have taken ISIS, we've taken one city after the other back. Here's another example of why President Trump is right. I'm going to have I've got a clip here of what he tweeted out. I'm going to play for you in just a second. He put out a comment as well as a statement. But Russia has already, in preceding weeks, has cut their number of flights there by 99% from the peak. Russia's defense ministry has reported a vast reduction in the number of military flights carried out over Syrian airspace by their planes in recent weeks, a 99% drop from the war's peak. Russia was carrying out 100 to 110 flights per day at the peak of the fight. Over 100 flights per day. Now they do no more than 2 to 4 flights per week. That's more than a 99% reduction. And so in light of that, all these people like Lindsey Graham and others who are saying ISIS isn't finished. We haven't won. That's absolute lie. That's an absolute lie. Even the Russians cut this down. They did it weeks ago. Here's what President Trump had to say. He tweeted out, after historic victories against ISIS, it's time to bring our great young people home. And here is his recorded statement.
We've been fighting for a long time in Syria. I've been president for almost 2 years, and we've really stepped it up, and we have won against ISIS. We've beaten them, and we've beaten them badly. We've taken back the land, and now it's time for our troops to come back home. I get very saddened when I have to write letters or call parents or wives or husbands of soldiers who have been killed, fighting for our country. It's a great honor. We cherish them. But it's heartbreaking. There's no question about it. It's heartbreaking. Now we've won. It's time to come back. They're getting ready. You're going to see them soon. These are great American heroes. These are great heroes of the world because they fought for us, but they've killed ISIS, who hurts the world. And we're proud to have done it. And I'll tell you, they're up there looking down on us. And there is nobody happier or more proud of their families to put them in a position where they've done such good for so many people. So our boys, our young women, our men, they're all coming back, and they're coming back now. We won. And that's the way we want it. And that's the way they want it.
That's what President Trump tweeted out, that statement. And of course, there were a lot of U.S. soldiers that were fighting ISIS. But of course, we had people like Lindsey Graham and John Brennan, who are opposing President Trump on this, who thought it would be a great idea to use ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Actually, it was Al-Qaeda. They brought them in, changed the name to ISIS, changed the name to al-Nusra and so forth. They thought it'd be a great idea to bring in these terrorists so they could achieve regime change. And so there's been a lot of money, a lot of blood lost in that fight. But ISIS has now been defeated in spite of the efforts of John Brennan and others. And President Trump said, we're going to bring him home. And he had a couple of quotes that he tweeted out of senators who support him. Not too many did in the Republican Party, quite frankly. And that's a sad thing. Or the Democrat Party, because that's how we have this military industrial complex that just keeps pushing us into these quagmires. Had a couple of quotes, one from Senator Rand Paul. He tweeted out, I'm proud of the president today to hear that he is declaring victory in Syria. I couldn't agree more with the president's decision. That was also from Senator Mike Lee. President Trump also tweeted out this morning. He said, getting out of Syria was no surprise. I've been campaigning on it for years. And 6 months ago, when I very publicly wanted to do it, I agreed to stay longer. Russia, Iran, Syria, and others are the local enemy of ISIS. We were doing the work there. It's time to come home and rebuild. And then finally this one. Does the U.S. want to be the policeman of the Middle East, getting nothing but spending precious lives and trillions of dollars protecting others who in almost all cases do not appreciate what we're doing? Do we want to be there forever? Why? Quite frankly, yes, the Pentagon does. And so does the State Department. And so does Lindsey Graham and the establishment of both political parties. He says it's time for others to finally do the fight. As I was talking about this on Monday, I said many people have pointed out the fact that both Israel and Saudi Arabia are perfectly capable of defending themselves against Iran. Of course, that wasn't the mission. And we never really had a discussion as to what the mission was. The mission was to change the regime. Then the mission was to fight ISIS. Now the mission is going to be to protect the Kurds or to fight Iran. They will always come up with some kind of excuse. Here's what Rand Paul said when he was speaking in 2016. President Obama was the one who started all this. And, of course, we would comment about this. They came up with a slogan, said forward. And sometimes he would be there where you couldn't see the D. And that really kind of summed it up. He and Hillary Clinton were simply for war. Here's what Rand Paul had to say on this back in 2016.
I'll be introducing an amendment to the upcoming defense bill that will state, in no uncertain terms, that the president cannot use vague, out-of-date authorities to send our troops to war. 7 years ago, President Obama came into office, pledging to end the wars of his predecessor. Recently, Mr. Obama passed a somber, little-noticed milestone. He has now been at war longer than Mr. Bush or any other American president. In his last months in office, you would think President Obama might be trying to wind down these seemingly never-ending and growing series of wars. You would be wrong. President Obama said he was ending the war in Afghanistan, but he had to expand it before he could end it. And yet it has not ended. Together, Bush and Obama have now spent more than $100 billion on nation building in Afghanistan. Still, many doubt the ability of the Afghan government to stand on its own 2 feet. While our bridges crumble here at home, President Obama continues the cycle of bombing and then replacing their infrastructure. He brags about ending the Iraq war, but the war there hasn't ended. The enemy has just changed names, and the number of U.S. combat troops have grown steadily. And with what authority? This administration still continues to claim that an authorization for the use of force passed in 2001 provides the justification for continuing military actions in Iraq and Syria today. Think about it for a moment. These original authorizations were passed back when some of the men and women fighting in our current conflicts were still small children. No president, including this president, deserves this kind of extra constitutional power. Our Constitution mandates that war be authorized by Congress, period. My amendment will state that it is the sense of the Senate that the 2001, the the 9/11 AUMF, and the 2002 Iraq War authorization of force do not apply to today's war in Iraq and Syria, and that if war is to continue, there must be a new declaration of war by Congress.
And of course, Rand Paul has been working on this for many years. And finally, this year, we had in the Senate, for the very first time, we had one of the chambers of Congress support the War Powers Act and say, we're not going to allow the U.S. military to get sucked into the war in Yemen on the side of the Saudis for the first time. And now you're going to see, as we go through these people, we're going to have a special report from Alex Jones on the other side of the break. But as we go through these people, these senators, you're going to see how hypocritically they're demanding that we stay in this war without any authorization, without any debate, without any purpose.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all and thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Alex Jones here with an emergency news bulletin airing on The David Knight Show. I am on the road in an airport, so I apologize for the background noise, but I must file this emergency report right now. I received information last week from a prominent journalist who had dinner with another top national journalist who had an extensive meeting with the President of the United States the day before. The first journalist I talked to that was at the meeting was so upset by the information that he basically just said that he was going to quit and was very fatalistic and just couldn't believe how much trouble the country was in. And I couldn't get the information out of him. I then talked to the other journalist that was in the meeting and confirmed that the president told this national talk show host, who I'm also in contact with, that he now understands that the deep state, that is the president, is attempting to completely bring the U.S. down and is in bed indeed with China. We knew there were infiltrators, but the president now has confirmed that actually more than a third of the government, almost all Democrats, at the highest levels and the lowest levels, are actually consciously acting against the United States, allied with China, the EU, and others. And that's why they're putting out all this rhetoric against the country, and that the president expanded on the fact, on public statements that he's made, that the public would rise up if they try to take him out of office. The president elaborated that he would expect armed insurrection and resistance because this group is not from the United States. This group is an outside force. And so that he believes it'll be proper to meet this operation with resistance. And then I also know from other sources that Trump's been quietly preparing the military for this. Now, you've seen the left come out and say that the president is planning martial law and things like that. Well, he's not really doing that. They're preparing martial law and a false civil emergency. The left is, the deep state. The only way to counter that would be with a true declaration of emergency to counter their false declaration of emergency. And we've been warning of this for a long time. And again, the president's already said 90% of this publicly, but the rest of the story is that the final piece for him is the private Federal Reserve, 80%+ foreign owned, openly raising interest rates to hurt the economy and to block the American recovery, while the very same private Federal Reserve that the OECD and other international groups is pushing for China to have 0% rates continuing. So the treason really upset the president. Now I have all these top French generals saying Macron is involved in treason. Now they have been sanctioned. This is happening all over the world. This is a global system moving against nation states from the UK to France to Germany to Spain to Italy. We're winning, but the deep state is trying to suppress it. So this is an incredibly historic time. Roger Stone was at the meeting with the national talk show host. Again, this is not just Roger Stone giving me this info. I'd already gotten the info from the other national talk show host that was there at the meeting. But then I got the rest of it from Roger, who didn't even know that I had already met with one of the people at the meeting. This was a 3-hour meeting. So there was just so much that Roger told me last night in our hour and a half long dinner. And he's going to relay it all in the second hour of my show today. That's coming up at 11 a.m. Central, but you're getting the exclusive breakdown analysis of this right now. During the David Knight Show, but whatever you do, this is about, are you an American or are you a globalist? So the president is now having to understand that we have foreign globalist forces who openly say the flag's bad and even having a nation is bad. These are obviously outside enemies, and that he knows they're going to make the move on him soon, and that he's not going to go along with it. Now, what's more important here is if the president's already thinking like that and understands the true threat level, he needs to start declassifying all their treason now and not waiting until Mueller does it and playing this game of chicken. They're in the wrong. We're in the right. They're making their move of censorship. They're taking Savage off the air. They're taking everybody else off the air. Because they're trying to take me off the air because they're getting ready to have the legs of the president cut out from under him when they make this move. It's time for the citizens to have maximum vigilance. Paul Austin's writing an article about this at Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Get it. Get it out to everybody you know. Call C-SPAN. Call the White House. Call Congress. This is an emergency situation. Again, folks, you get next week's news today. You get next month's news today. I want to stop this from happening. We can do it together. We can stop the globalists from making their next move, but we've got to admit how bad they are, or we don't have any shot at it. Pray for the country. Pray for the president. Pray for InfoWars. It's absolutely essential. Please. All right. Get the article out. Back to David Knight, the live program.
All right. And you heard Alex Jones there saying that as President Trump is saying what the Federal Reserve is doing, as he is saying what else is happening in Washington, he realizes, I think, finally, that these people are all allied against him in terms of trying to undermine the economy as well as to create a slow motion coup. That's been going on for a couple of years. Of course, we've been talking about that for the longest time. But clearly, this Federal Reserve interest rate raise, that was another thing that happened in the last 24 hours. Prior to that happening, we had this article from Zero Hedge. Actually, it's from Michael Snyder, Economic Collapse blog. He quoted an economist, Stephen Moore, who said, the Fed has been way too tight. They've made major blunders 3 months ago raising the rates. It's caused deflation and commodity prices. I will say this. If the Fed raises interest rates tomorrow, that mean yesterday, they should all be fired for economic malpractice. And they did. They did. As I was saying, as we had China's President Xi Jinping talking about how wonderful it was that 40 years after they started reforming the mistakes of Chairman Mao, of course, he doesn't put it that way. He still wants to have the population worship Chairman Mao. He wants them to also worship him as the communist leader. So he's not going to talk about the mistakes of Chairman Mao, but he will talk about the successes of his successor, Deng. And as he was talking about that, and they talked about the last 40 years, the average growth in China has been 9.5% a year. Their economy has been growing 9.5% a year. And I said when I was talking about that, I said, look, as he came out and projected economic growth next year of 6 to 6.5%, it caused the stock markets in Asia to get shaky and to start coming down. And I said, but can you imagine if we even had, you know, it was below expectations, it was below that nearly 10%. Oh, it's only going to be 6 or 7%, not 10% like typically. I said, can you imagine if we were to have a 6 or 7% growth in our economy? We would never be allowed to have that. The Fed would throttle that. Oh, we're going to have inflation or whatever their excuse would be. They're not going to allow the U.S. economy to grow. Certainly not the way that they have allowed China. They have benefited China. They have supported in every respect. If President Trump says, all right, lower your tariff rates. Oh, you're not going to lower your tariff rates? You're going to have them at 25% when our tariff rates are 2.5%. All right, we'll raise ours to 25%. And they don't talk about China having 25% rates. They talk about how horrible President Trump is for raising the rates to the level that China has had them against us for decades as they destroyed our economy. So they, these globalists, and again, the Federal Reserve is a part of that globalist cabal, have done everything to benefit and to support China while they destroy America. And this is the latest example of this. As they're talking about this, of course, the Fed created the stock market boom. I said from the very beginning, I said, look at what they're doing. They're working against President Trump. After he was elected, even before he was sworn in as president, they immediately did a 0.25% raise in the interest rates after keeping them at virtually zero for a very long time for Obama. And then every quarter, they would raise interest rates by a quarter. I said, this is exactly what Greenspan
for those did. Of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, KristenPlata.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. With the power of the First Amendment, you're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was talking about the slowdown in housing. Not any surprise when we have seen this happen, not even 10 years ago. Under Greenspan, you had the Federal Reserve rapidly dropping rates and then leaving them at zero to create an artificial bubble centered really around the stock market and the housing markets. And then Greenspan started raising interest rates 0.25% every quarter. And they have been, and he burst the bubble doing that. And they began that policy, that repeat policy, right after President Trump was elected in November, early December, whenever they did it. And he wasn't even sworn in yet. I mean, he's still a couple of months away from getting sworn in, and they've been doing it ever since. And now we got to the point where even though we see massive slowdowns in real estate markets globally, but especially all over this country, we've seen it from Vancouver, Seattle and so forth, but we've also seen it in New York. We've seen it in Florida. We've seen it in Dallas. And we just had a report coming out about Las Vegas where there wasn't a single offer for over 7,000 homes that were put on the market, did not get a single offer. This is pretty much unprecedented. So why, in that climate, would you raise interest rates unless you're trying to sabotage the economy? which is exactly what the Fed is trying to do, which is why, before they did it, people were so amazed that they did this. You had Stephen Moore, as I said, it would be malpractice, economic malpractice for them to raise the rates, and they should all be fired. Except that they can't, they don't work for anybody. You can't fire these people. You can appoint the chair of the Fed. You can nominate him. And of course, he's always, somebody that was part of that organization and has been. They just play musical chairs. But they're not accountable to anybody. And they brag about it. Oh, we have to maintain the independence of the Fed. And you're not allowed to see the secret sauce. You know, you can't see how the sausage is being made. We're not going to let you audit the Fed. You are not allowed to know anything about what the Fed does. This private organization that has control over our economy. And so, as part of that article that Michael Snyder had, he said, when you got all this evidence that the U.S. economy is slowing down, especially in the housing market, and everyone knows that raising interest rates will depress economic activity, it would be illogical for them to do that. It's not logic. It's what they want to do. So then they announced yesterday afternoon that they're going to raise interest rates from 2.25% to 2.5%. Again, another quarter every quarter. They've been doing this since right after President Trump was elected. They started on their gradual path to burst the bubble that they had created. They want to burst this bubble under President Trump. And they're going to continue to do this. The stock market reacted, diving 350 points after it had already been very shaky. And as one article on Zero Hedge says, maybe Trump is right to hate Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. Yeah, exactly. He should hate the Fed. And he should understand exactly how they are undermining our economy. Because he came out and said, Jerome Powell said, nothing will deter us from more interest rate raises. So even though the president said don't do it, even though all the economic indicators said don't do it, even though the stock market plunged after they did it, even though everybody is shaking their head and saying, what are they trying to do? Are they trying to deliberately sabotage the economy? He comes out and says, nothing will deter us from future interest rates. Increasing that. So, you know, the question is, as one person said before they did this, went back and looked at Trump's speech that he gave back at CPAC, where Trump said global cooperation, that is dealing with other countries, getting along with other countries, is good and it's very important. But there is no such thing as a global anthem, a global currency, or a global flag. I'm representing the United States of America. Well, President Trump, if you're going to do that, you're going to have to get rid of the people who are managing the global currency, the petrodollar. That's what the Fed has been doing. That was put in there by our wonderful allies, the Saudis, working with that war criminal, Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon. They were the ones who took us off the gold standard. They're the ones who put us on this fiat currency. They set up the petrodollar, and they have been managing the petrodollar and their power base for their military-industrial complex against the economic interest of the American people for a long time. That is the global currency, the U.S. dollar, the petrodollar, and they're very arrogant about it. And so as Alex Jones was saying, you know, perhaps this was one of the triggers that got President Trump to do this. But, of course, it's what he campaigned on. And he has been saying in meeting after meeting, why are we still doing this? What is the meeting? What is the mission that we're having here? Explain to me in this meeting, please. As I pointed out, Rand Paul has been trying to get war powers resolutions. Say, let's have an up or down vote. We don't have authorization to go to worldwide war everywhere, forever, under the post-9/11 authorization for the use of military force. He said over and over again, that's intellectually dishonest. Nobody really believes that. They weren't seeking any authorization really from Congress before that happened. But now that they have that, they say, well, that gives us eternal authorization for eternal forever wars everywhere. And so they finally just had a vote on that. And we're going to talk about the hypocrisy of many senators who just voted against having the president keep us in Yemen. but then want to say, oh, no, you got to keep us in Syria. This is what Rand Paul had to say. Let's play video clip number 7. This is what Rand Paul had to say about the decision of President Trump to pull out of Syria, to withdraw from Syria. It is not a retreat. It is an acknowledgement of the fact that we have defeated ISIS there and that we're not going to allow the military-industrial complex to keep us there forever. Here's what Rand Paul had to say.
I'm proud of the president today to hear that he is declaring victory in Syria. Most of the voices around here like to stay everywhere for all time, and they believe that it doesn't work unless you go somewhere and stay forever. The president has the courage to say, we won in Syria, and we're coming home. First president in my lifetime, really, to do that. And that's why President Trump is different, and that's why I think President Trump is one that we should all look to for some changes and for some reform of the deep state.
Absolutely right. Reason Magazine put it this way. They said, if you support democracy and the rule of law, you should applaud Trump getting the hell out of Syria. That's exactly right. That's what Nick Gillespie said. He's exactly right about that. Justin Amash said, U.S. forces should not be engaged in Syria without legitimate military justification and proper congressional authorization. They just had this vote, and they were talking about, for the first time, we've had a body, the Senate, vote on the War Powers Act that was put in there after we had a president who kept us in Vietnam without authorization, kept us there for too long. Congress was not happy about that. But even in Vietnam, they didn't invoke the War Powers Act. They created it, but they didn't invoke it in that particular war. Now, for the first time, we've had one of the congressional bodies do that. Paul Ryan stopped it in the House. Paul Ryan, this guy that Ben Shapiro is weeping tears over leaving. He is loved so dearly by Ben Shapiro and the other neocons. He blocked that just like he blocked the wall, making sure that wasn't going to come up for a vote. And as I point out in Reason Magazine, we have the predictable chorus of hawkish Republicans attacking President Trump, but not just hawkish Republicans. You also have the technocrat liberals. Folks, I've been telling you for months that they are the creation of the neocon military-industrial complex. They are the allies of NATO and the military-industrial complex, these technocratic liberals who are controlling the Internet. They're doing it for this very purpose. As a matter of fact, if you couldn't see that when they shut down InfoWars, you could see it very clearly 2 months later when they shut down 800 sites, many of them, not Trump supporters, but all of them opposing the military-industrial complex.
So as we prepare to close out 2018, just remember, this life is a test. And those of you that have been listening and watching and taking action, the victories of populism and nationalism and Christianity coming back from the dead and recognizing it's being persecuted, that's all because you are the core, listening to InfoWars around the world, the eyes and ears of liberty, that were immune or at least resistant to the globalist programming. Everybody knows who studies this that it's Christians, real Christians, who tend to be immune to the globalist brainwashing and who tend to see it. And that's why they're trying to eradicate you. But regardless, this fight is intensifying. 2018 has been insane. 2019 is going to be the big decision maker. And I am so honored to be here with you right beside me. Not behind us, but right beside us and at the heart of everything, resisting these globalists. So whatever you do, take action and realize we're changing history together, and I salute you.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh, and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. we're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're going to take a look at what the media, foreign and domestic, are saying about this, as well as the politicians, foreign and domestic. Some in support of President Trump, as you heard, have Mike Lee, Rand Paul, in support of the Constitution, in support of the president. You know, this is a war that we never really had any authorization for in the first place. And the reasons that we were given have continued to morph. And they were bragging just last week they're going to stay there forever. And President Trump said, I don't think so. I think we've defeated ISIS. For weeks now, Russia, that was doing between 100 and 110 flights per day in Syria, has now taken it down to 2 to 4 per week. So that's more than a 99% decrease. The Russians and the Syrians understand that. You've got people in, and I've got the articles coming up here about what's happening in the various towns of Syria. When I asked, why is the U.S. talking about remaining in one-third of Syria to occupy it, the people in Syria were saying, well, that's fine. We appreciate the Americans coming here to fight ISIS. Maybe they used a little bit too much force. Nevertheless, they're defeated. Go home. Go home. And that's what President Trump is doing, declaring victory and going home. That's what the people in Syria are saying. That's what the Russians understand and acknowledge. That's what we see there. And, of course, we had in Aleppo, remember Aleppo? Gary Johnson probably still remembers Aleppo. They asked him in 2016, what about Aleppo? Tremendous bombing campaign going on there at the time. And they were trying to make that into a war crimes accusation against Syria because we had used ISIS as our cat's paw for regime change in Syria. Nevertheless, they asked Gary Johnson about that. He had no clue as to what Aleppo was about. But now in Aleppo, this recent spring, they celebrate Easter for the first time. See, Syria was a secular state, not like our ally Saudi Arabia or Pakistan, our ally, or even Afghanistan. They were tolerant of Christians. The places where we go and occupy and stay forever, like Iraq or Afghanistan, they have now eradicated all Christians out of Iraq. And we could expect that to happen if we stayed in Syria, because our allies, ISIS, would have done that for us. You know, we would have worked with them to do regime change, and that's what they would have done as they took power there. Nevertheless, we see that they celebrate Easter in Aleppo. In parts of Damascus, they celebrated Christmas for the first time in 7 or 8 years. And you've got reports of what's going on in Mosul. People, actually, women are able to walk around without wearing a bag over their head, as required by Sharia law, as required by our ISIS allies. People are getting their hair done. They're getting their teeth whitened. They're even having plastic surgery, some of them, which was prohibited by ISIS. But Lindsey Graham wants us to stay until we have finished the destruction of that country. And everybody there hates us as much as they do these other places where we have gone and stayed forever. Before we get back to this and get to these reactions and take a look at their hypocrisy as to how they react to this and how they've been complacent about what's going on at the invasion on our border, that's really what we need to compare this to. Let's talk a little bit about the Christmas specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what keeps this program going, folks. It's the specials that we have there. And we have the 12 days of Christmas sale. We had 24-hour specials for 12 days. And now, just like the song, we brought them all back. And you don't get a partridge in a pear tree with every order, but you do get a T-shirt with every order. As well as free shipping, double Patriot points, and all the specials are back. We have up to 75% off many items on the site, but we do have all of the daily specials. Still big discounts on things that are even not part of the 24-hour special. But we have BrainForce Plus, 55% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off. We have Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 60% off. Bod Ease, our natural anti-inflammatory. It's turmeric and other natural ingredients to help to get your body to assimilate the turmeric. All these to fight inflammation. Bod Ease is 60% off. Alpha Power and Real Red Pill are both 60% off, as are Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and mouthwash. And of course, they all have nano silver in them. They don't have the bad fluoride iodine. They don't have the bad halogen fluoride. They have the good halogen iodine in it, as well as nano silver to fight bacteria and viral infection. So you can get the fluoride-free toothpaste and the mouthwash, 60% off. Many other specials. Take a look at what we got there. Again, some of the specials are up to 75% off, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and a free T-shirt with every order at InfoWarsStore.com. One more comment here about what's happening as we're going to break. I said it's not just the neocon Republican chicken hawks out there. It's also the technocratic liberals who are allied in this fight to shut down media and to shut down your free speech. Why? We could see it very, very clearly when the 800 sites were shut down. Again, some of them, most of them were pro-Trump, pro-conservative, but not all of them. A lot of them just questioned the surveillance state, questioned the police state, questioned the military-industrial complex and our endless wars. They were shut down. And we have seen how the Atlantic Council, how NATO, how these people are allied and supported by them. You know, Facebook got money from the Atlantic Council to get started, as well as DARPA, the CIA, venture capital funds that these people who are leading the CIA and the NSA and so forth were sitting on the boards of these venture capital funds. Now Facebook is returning money to the Atlantic Council, but they're doing what they want. They're shutting down anybody who criticizes the establishment policies, including these types of things like the Syrian war. And so here's one of them. Vox said, Trump is pulling all the ground troops from Syria, with a subheadline, that could be a boon to Iran, ISIS, and Russia. That's what you're going to hear from them. Reason says, though, that even though people may get upset about what President Trump puts out on Twitter, is that every now and then the fact that Trump feels unconstrained by conventional politics is a boon for the rule of law. Smashing the norm is good if the norm in question, perpetual war, violates the Constitution, violates the rule of law, violates democratic principle. Open-ended military involvement in Syria is just an example of a smash-worthy norm. U.S. troops arguably have justification to battle ISIS as part of the Bush-era war on terror, they say. But Congress has not authorized regime change in Syria or proxy battles with Iran or any of the other objectives that have been put out there to support a permanent Syrian military presence. And, of course, again, when we look at what is happening in that area, we see in Mosul, Daily Mail had this, Mosul gets a makeover. During 3 years of ISIS rule in Mosul, women were covered head to toe in black. Now they're getting Botox injections, they're getting fillers, they're getting teeth whitening. These are the norm as beauty salons are opening up. And they said salons were shut, plastic surgery was a crime, and so forth. Now people are starting to live a normal life, even being able to celebrate Christian holidays in Damascus or in Aleppo, of all places. And then they had this headline, which made it sound like they're pushing back against President Trump. But if you actually read what's going on, it's actually in support of what he is saying. ISIS has executed 700 Syrian prisoners in the past 2 months, says a human rights group. Oh, so Lindsey Graham must be right. We must stay there and purge out that last single ISIS individual, right? Well, no, they're saying a terror group controlling a shrinking strip of land east of Syria's Euphrates River in the town of Hajin was taken by U.S.-backed forces last week. Last week, ISIS's largest remaining fortification at Hajin was seized by U.S.-backed militia as 900 jihadist fighters were decimated in battle. President Trump is right. Things are returning to normal. The Russians have stopped their flights. We have stopped ISIS. And yet, they want us to remain there indefinitely. It's put out as a dramatic reversal. Is it a surrender or is it a withdrawal? I think President Trump understands, as Alex Jones said, he understands the depth of the conspiracies against him, not just all the Russian investigation conspiracy theory stuff. I mean, we look at what's going on, the Justice Department, the FBI, we've been talking about that for a couple of years. But you look at how they're circling the wagons and blocking him in every respect. What he did with this that is significant, we're talking about this when we come back, is how rapidly he is doing this. Because they have pushed back and shut him down before when he has tried to do this type of thing. Now he's doing it very, very quickly. All State Department officials out in 24 hours. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny.
Six and five.
We have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free T-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media, they can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes. They can call BS. It's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As the headlines say, in a dramatic reversal, Trump orders full withdrawal from Syria after, quote, victory over ISIS. I've just been telling you why it truly is a victory over ISIS. The Syrians, understandably, are not happy about having a third of their country occupied by Americans. And it's not just the president that we allied ourselves with ISIS to throw out. It's not just Assad who's not happy about that. The people are not happy about that, as the press is interviewing them. But the key thing, because the establishment is all working together to try to undermine as well as to gaslight President Trump, I think maybe now he truly understands that the efforts to check him on these different policy advantages are something that he has to move against very quickly. And I think it's a genius move to do it this close to the Christmas recess. Probably the best time of year to make a quick move before these guys can get organized and stop him. This is what White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders said. She said, "We have started returning U.S. troops home as we transition to the next phase of this campaign in Syria." Moments after President Trump confirmed reports of U.S. pullout via Twitter, saying, "We have defeated ISIS in Syria," Pentagon officials said the president ordered full U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria, that this will be, quote, rapid. Apparently, it is already beginning. Reuters broke a report saying all U.S. State Department personnel are being evacuated from Syria within 24 hours, official statement. They said the decision would include the entire force of more than 2,000 U.S. service members. It was made on Tuesday, said the official. Now, as I reported this earlier in the week, we're talking about the State Department coming out and bragging about their forever war that they were going to keep going on there. The fact that we were occupying a third of the country about the size of the state of Louisiana, the Pentagon, as they pointed out, would not say how many troops were there. We've had statements. The official position is that it's 503 troops, they said earlier this year. But then an official let slip that they might have about 4,000 troops. Now, in this particular order, they're talking about 2,000 troops. So we don't know. Is it 500? Is it 4,000? Is it 2,000? Nevertheless, President Trump has said that they're going to start removing them right away. Within 24 hours, all State Department officials have to be out. We're going to start the withdrawal immediately. The Wall Street Journal notes the complete 180 reversal in policy, which days ago, and this is what I was talking about, this is why I was wringing my hands, I said, what is going on? How is this being allowed to happen? Why do we have the State Department officials bragging about the fact that we're going to be there forever? They were talking about a quote-unquote indefinite American presence in Syria in order to counter Iran. Oh, that's the new mission. We have mission creep by these creeps in the military-industrial complex. And we have to bolster Kurds and Arabian SDF forces in the east and so forth. And they said for the past week, there's been talk between Erdogan and President Trump. Of course, Erdogan, the president of Turkey, about what is going to happen with the Kurds that are right there at the border. But the U.S. forces that are there occupying, again, one third of Syria, about the size of the state of Louisiana, they are surrounded on all sides by hostile forces. Not the least of which is the Syrian government, which wants its country back. So there's no reason for us to be there as a check against Iran. I mean, we're still in Iraq. And you also have Israel as well as Saudi Arabia there. And the comment from Zero Hedge is perhaps Trump finally took full stock of the fact that the planned indefinite presence of some 4,000 American troops was a recipe for a quagmire certain to become Washington's next Afghanistan or Iraq-style endless war. I think that's exactly right. The prospect of the U.S. being military involved in Syria, caught in the middle of one of the most complex conflicts, and doing it indefinitely. And the establishment is either indifferent to that or in support of that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking about President Trump announcing that we have defeated ISIS, and of course that is true. You can see it in the various cities, as I said before, in Aleppo, in Damascus. They're celebrating Christian holidays in Mosul. They're getting their hair done instead of putting on burkas. I mean, that would not be allowed. They shut down hair salons and, things like that. Life is returning to normal, except for the fact that we have a third of the country occupied by an American presence, and the Washington Post saying last week, the end of last week, U.S. troops will now stay in Syria indefinitely, controlling a third of the country and facing peril on many fronts. And President Trump says, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to stay there indefinitely. We're not going to continue to put our troops, our lives at risk and continue to spend money. These are the same people who go apoplectic about sending the National Guard to protect the border with Mexico. What about those troops? What's going to happen to them? Are they going to get home for Thanksgiving? Are they going to be allowed to come home for Christmas or whatever? They don't care about these troops that are going to stay in Syria indefinitely, facing peril on many fronts. Nah, don't care about that. As one intelligence study put it, the prospect of the U.S. being militarily involved in Syria, caught in the middle of one of the most complex conflicts in recent memory, with shifting objectives, ambiguous endgame. We don't know what the endgame is. We don't know what it means to win there. That's been met with congressional indifference and public apathy. Well, except for Lindsey Graham, who is cheering it on. And he has now become, he's returned to his role as being the president's loudest critic. Coming out and saying, this is a huge Obama-like mistake. You got to stay there. You know, the Obama-like mistake was what Lindsey Graham and John McCain were doing with Obama and Hillary Clinton, using Al-Qaeda, renaming them ISIS, renaming them Al-Nusra, but using Al-Qaeda for their regime change games. And folks, you can see this very clearly when you have people like Lindsey Graham supporting the War Powers Act to push back against the war in Yemen, not because it was never debated, really, not because it was unethical, illegal, violation of human rights of people there, not because there was no plan for winning it, no discussion, no debate. No, simply because he's playing some kind of a realpolitik game with Saudi Arabia. You know, for whatever reason, these guys want Mohammed bin Salman out of there, and they want somebody else in charge. Don't tell me that, you know, Prince number 35 or whatever they've got, because they've got so many different people in the royal family there in Saudi Arabia. Don't tell me that they're going to pull some guy off of the royal shelf and put him in there, and he wouldn't act exactly the way that this Saudi crown prince has done. That's what Saudi Arabia has always done to their people. And they're chopping off more heads than ISIS. And they're our allies. It's endemic to that regime. So yes, what they did to Khashoggi was disgusting. And it was sick. And it was business as usual for Saudi Arabia. Nothing to see here. Quite frankly, if you don't want to pay attention to the massive beheadings and mutilations that are going on all the time with Sharia law, if you don't want to look at the continuing religious persecution of anybody that isn't a Muslim in Saudi Arabia, if you want to turn your head against all of that, not pay any attention to what happened to women who thought that the Crown Prince was serious about reform, oh no, they found out otherwise. Yeah, they got their beatings and their torture just like the billionaires that he was stealing money from, taking them to the Ritz and hanging them upside down, shaking the money out of them, killing some of them after he tortured them. That's what that regime has always done. And yet, because of this one particular case, and again, Khashoggi was not only a political opponent of them, but he was an ally of Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda and so forth. Not a good guy. But it was still not warranted. I mean, I'm not saying that that's enough of a reason to do what they did to him. Nevertheless, are you going to look the other way for all the stuff that they're doing in Yemen? You're going to look the other way for everything that they're doing to their own citizens? And yes, they would. They quite frankly didn't care about the Yemen war. And they wouldn't have cared about Khashoggi if they didn't want to change internal politics in Saudi Arabia. That's why they had that vote. These people don't care about endless, immoral, illegal wars at all. We're going to get to that in a moment. But let's play what Lindsey Graham, who has now returned to form. Lindsey Graham had this to say about, actually, I've got a clip here. Let's play this clip starts out with the State Department saying they're going to stay there for a while. And then we got a lot of short clips from Marco Rubio, Lindsey Graham. We've got Tim Kaine. Remember Tim Kaine, Senator Kaine, the running mate of Hillary Clinton? Yeah, she would have kept us in Syria. We probably would have had several more wars by now that she would have gotten us involved in. So here's a clip of all these people. I think Rand Paul is also in there. Let's play video clip number 6.
He's declaring a mission accomplished, defeating a physical caliphate is one phase of a much longer term campaign.
Bipartisan reaction on Capitol Hill, swift.
I don't know who advised that this decision be made, but Rubio. It's a terrible mistake.
Was this decision made
Kaine
with the advice of the military?
Hillary's
counter
running
to
mate.
The advice of the military. That's the first question that I want to know.
We've been at war for too long. I commend the president for his decision.
The most vocal critic, Trump ally, GOP Senator Lindsey Graham.
The day we withdraw from Syria puts in motion, I think, a lot of bad things in the region, and we'll eventually pay for it here, just as we did in Iraq.
Yeah, okay. So you kind of get the sense that President Trump doesn't have too much support with the Washington establishment. They've been supporting all these unconstitutional forever wars, with the exception of Rand Paul, Mike Lee, and a couple of others. And then Graham went into a little bit more detail in this particular clip. Let's play video clip number 5.
This came out of left field to me. Congress hasn't been informed of this decision. Congress needs to call the administration over like we did in Iraq and ask the Trump administration, what are you doing and why? The one thing I can assure everybody, that the Kurds are at risk. Our American personnel on the ground, aid workers and diplomats are at risk. We're going to be seen as having abandoned an ally. Good luck getting somebody to help you fight this war in the future.
All right, let's talk about those different points that he made. First of all, he said you didn't confer with the Congress and so forth. Well, Lindsey, read the Constitution. Congress is supposed to be there to debate whether or not we go into a war, what we're going to define as winning and so forth. They're supposed to have that debate and then declare war and then get away from it and let it be managed by the president. And you got this all backwards. You let the presidents send troops into war, and you play games to keep this thing going forever and ever, trying to micromanage it. Now, that's not your job. Your job is not to manage the war. Your job is to debate it and see whether or not we should even go into the war. And then when he talks about people being exposed and endangered, oh, we got State Department employees there and everything. Well, that's been taken care of, Lindsey. President Trump knew that he'd have to do this quickly. He knew that there would be a lot of pushback from people like you, like Marco Rubio, in the pocket of the military-industrial complex, people like Tim Kaine as well. And so he knew he'd have to move quickly. He'd have to do it at a time like this. We're coming up to a Christmas recess. I think that's why he did it right now, did it so unexpectedly to these people. But he's taking care of the State Department employees, getting them out of there within 24 hours. And then the troops are expected to be withdrawn within 60 to 100 days, an official told Reuters. That is my only concern. 60 to 100 days, that gives them enough time to engineer a false flag. It gives them enough time to play other games like that. That's what I'm concerned about. That's a little bit long. They should have been taken out sooner than that. He said this is being viewed, he goes on to say, this is being viewed as a boost to ISIS. You want to come back? Well, you were the one who put them there. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist's only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever,
to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to be talking to Del Bigtree. There's been a lot of vaccination news this week. And he's got even more news that we're going to talk about. And he's going to be joining us in the next segment. He'll be with us for a couple of segments. But I want to continue on and say a couple more things before we leave this topic about Syria. As Reuters is reporting, they say in Syrian retreat, they call it a retreat, Trump rebuffs top advisors and blindsides U.S. commanders. So right there in that headline, they are saying it's a retreat. He's blindsiding the commanders who know better. He's ignoring his advisors, his military advisors, and so forth. You know, Ronald Reagan retreated from Beirut, and he was wise to do so. When he had a couple hundred Marines killed, Oh, Del Bigtree's, I've just been notified, he's going to be on in the next hour, not 10:30. So he's going to be on, not the next segment, but he'll be on with us in the third hour. So we're going to continue on with this a little bit more because I want to contrast what these people like Lindsey Graham are saying, about, the wall and the border compared to what they're saying about us staying and defending against ISIS in Syria. Very different there. But nevertheless, you've got, The New Yorker saying, is Trump's plan for Syria a withdrawal or a surrender? This is typical of the type of headlines. He's surrendering. He's not paying attention to the advice of other people. Ronald Reagan got out of Beirut. He said, these people are crazy. It's complicated. We're never going to solve this situation. We're not going to leave our troops here in danger. And that is precisely what President Trump is doing. You got the Washington Post. You got the Pentagon saying, well, we're going to stay there indefinitely. And we are surrounded on all sides by hostile forces, including the people that we're occupying there. The Syrians in that one-third of the country don't want us there. What if, you know, we had, let's say, I don't know, Mexico decided that they would come in and occupy a part of our country because, you know, we're racist. Or let's say Honduras did it. Oh, let's just imagine for a moment that they could. Okay. Now, they're not going to do it with a military. They're going to do it with, not bombs, but with babies. That's the way they're going to occupy us. But let's just imagine that it was a military invasion. And they come in and they camp and say, we're not leaving. How would you feel about that? And the Syrians don't like that. President of Syria, Assad, regardless of what you think about him, of course, there are a lot of people there that didn't like him before, but it wasn't nearly as bad as what we used to get rid of him. We used ISIS. We put them in charge of the cities in Syria, Mosul, Aleppo, other places. Look at what they did. You know, you had the Black Stadium in Raqqa, where they would bring people in with Sharia law. They would chop their heads off, chop their hands off, do all kinds of unspeakable things to those people there. Those were our allies. Those are the allies of John McCain and Lindsey Graham. And as they point out further in this Reuters article, to President Trump's credit, they weren't trying to make him look good. They're trying to make him look bad. They said the president won. His inclination was always not to be there, said a former official close to the White House. He said in meetings with top advisors, Trump would always ask, what are we doing there? I know we're there to fight ISIS, but we did it. Now what are we doing? Exactly. What are we doing now? And in this story from the New Yorker, is Trump's plan for Syria a withdrawal or a surrender? Well, they want to make it into a surrender, just like Reuters did. And they say this in their article. Listen to what they have to say. President Assad, who has now consolidated control over most of his territory, will be thrilled by the U.S. decision. They even point out it's his country. Syria belongs to the Syrians. He has consolidated control over most of his territory. Why is that a problem? Trump's decision clearly contradicts the preferences of professionals who don't want control and they don't want peace. They want chaos. That's absolutely what they want. They want chaos. As I said before, you know, we're kind of like, remember Get Smart? You had the two different forces, you know. Get Smart was with the good guys, and they called themselves Control, and the bad guys were called Chaos. We are the Chaos. People like Lindsey Graham, John McCain, we are Chaos. John Brennan, we're Chaos. As a matter of fact, that's how this headline on Daily Mail reports it. Chaos after Trump suddenly declares victory over ISIS in Syria. Well, no. It's the forces of chaos that are in chaos. That has been our foreign policy. Chaos. You can sum it up in that one word. President Trump is saying no more. And so, you know, the New Yorker said, is this a surrender? Trump's decision clearly contradicts the preferences of the professionals who managed America's largely successful military campaign and seized a third of the land in Syria and Iraq in 2014. These professionals who, yes, they were very quick to defeat conventional forces in Iraq twice, and they were very quick to defeat the military in Afghanistan, and then they stay behind for decades. And then they are able to turn that victory into a defeat because they can't build nations. You know, the bottom line is Lindsey Graham wants to say, well, if ISIS comes back, it's President Trump's fault. No, it's not. It's the fault of the people in Syria if they come back. The bottom line is you can get rid of a military that's there, but the people there have to have something that is not built on an Islamic state, on Islamic fundamentalism, the principles that are behind Islam. And Islam is a political, legal philosophy. It's not just a religion. Those principles will destroy and turn into chaos any country that's like that. And it's not our fault. It's their fault for choosing that. If they want to have a country like ours, they're going to have to build the country on the principles we built ours on. And those are Christian principles of individual liberty and of tolerance, which you don't see in the left anymore. The kind of tolerance that allows the free expression of religion, the free exercise of religion and free speech. And the left doesn't want that anymore. And so they point out that over the past 2 weeks, Trump's own team has emphasized that we have multiple objectives in Syria. That's what you heard from the State Department spokesman saying that. That was Brett McGurk. We have multiple objectives. We're going to be there indefinitely. And President Trump says, no, you're not. And so the BBC says this shocks the allies. The British government is stopping just short, at least in public, of condemning President Trump's decision to pull U.S. forces out of Syria. And, of course, there is a backlash across the establishment in D.C. Antiwar.com points out the war has been spun as being sort of about Iran now. It was about getting rid of Assad. They were open about that. They wanted regime change. Lindsey Graham was over. Assad's got to go. He's got to get out. We got to get him out of there. That was really their objective. And they're willing to put ISIS in charge to achieve that objective. A lot of people suffered because of Lindsey Graham and John McCain going over there and posing with these Al-Qaeda ISIS terrorists. How dare him criticize President Trump? He ought to be in prison for treason himself. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
So as we prepare to close out 2018, just remember, this life is a test. And those of you that have been listening and watching and taking action, the victories of populism and nationalism and Christianity coming back from the dead and recognizing it's being persecuted, that's all because you are the core, listening to InfoWars around the world, the eyes and ears of liberty, that were immune or at least resistant to the globalist programming. Everybody knows who studies this that it's Christians, real Christians, who tend to be immune to the globalist brainwashing and who tend to see it. And that's why they're trying to eradicate you. But regardless, this fight is intensifying. 2018 has been insane. 2019 is going to be the big decision maker, and I am so honored to be here with you right beside me. Not behind us, but right beside us and at the heart of everything, resisting these globalists. So whatever you do, take action and realize we're changing history together, and I salute you.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
So as we prepare to close out 2018, just remember, this life is a test. And those of you that have been listening and watching and taking action, the victories of populism and nationalism and Christianity coming back from the dead and recognizing it's being persecuted, that's all because you are the core, listening to InfoWars around the world, the eyes and ears of liberty, that were immune or at least resistant to the globalist programming. Everybody knows who studies this, that it's Christians, real Christians, who tend to be immune to the globalist brainwashing and who tend to see it. And that's why they're trying to eradicate you. But regardless, this fight is intensifying. 2018 has been insane. 2019 is going to be the big decision maker. And I am so honored to be here with you right beside me. Not behind us, but right beside us and at the heart of everything, resisting these globalists. So whatever you do, take action and realize we're changing history together. And I salute you.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else, like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. It's the David Knight Show.
Where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red.
Welcome back. We have Lindsey Graham saying that withdrawing from Syria is going to be a stain on the honor of the United States. Isn't that amazing? I thought it was a stain on the honor of the United States when his buddy John McCain posed with Al-Qaeda terrorists calling themselves ISIS. I thought it was a stain when the CIA with John Brennan gave them money and weapons and training and brought them in from places like Chechnya to use as a cat's paw in their global chess game. We're going to change this presidency here because we've got a gas pipeline that we want to run through, and so the Russian gas pipeline running through there. I mean, they don't care. That's the honor of American foreign policy, according to Lindsey Graham. But, of course, there's a lot of people that are pushing back across D.C., Republicans as well as Lindsey Graham, a lot of Democrats. Let's take a look at some of these. You heard earlier the comments from Tim Kaine. Well, I don't know if you talked to the military-industrial complex and all these these people who are supposed to be telling him what to do. Actually, the president is the one who runs the war. If you don't have a problem with Obama starting the war, then you shouldn't have a problem with President Trump stopping it. It's kind of like DACA. The President Obama can start DACA with an order from his Homeland Security Secretary, basically saying, I'm not going to follow the law. And then when President Trump's Justice Department or Homeland Security Department or President Trump himself says, no, we're going to have the law enforced now, then they say, well, we're going to sue you. You can't do that. And then Jeff Sessions says, oh, well, we'll fight that in court. You don't have to fight it in court. There's no law. There's nothing to be decided in court. It was just simply an order from the Obama administration, just like the Paris Climate Treaty that President Trump got out of, or the TPP that President Trump got out of. He doesn't need anybody's permission. They were not entered into legally. It was just an executive order from the previous president. And if President Trump had the political will to do that, he could get out of DACA. Doesn't need to ask anybody's permission. Doesn't need to fight this in court. There's no law that was ever passed. And so you have Hillary Clinton and her advisor saying this is going to strengthen Russia. Of course, it's all about Russia, Russia, Russia. Jake Tapper, CNN, quoted an unnamed Pentagon official calling the end of the war a Russian victory. But as anti-war points out, Russia has been very public about the fact they're drawing down their own war effort, like I reported earlier. They were flying between 100 to 110 flights per day. But weeks ago, Russia and Syria took it down to 2 to 4 flights per week. Not 100 a day, but 2 to 4 per week. Why? Because ISIS has been defeated. That's the reality of it. MSNBC was also critical in its coverage, quoting from former CIA director John Brennan. So there you go, John Brennan, one of the architects of using these terrorists as our surrogates over there for regime change, whatever reason they wanted it. And he's there on MSNBC criticizing President Trump. The Pentagon had last week been bragging about the fact that we're going to be there permanently in Syria. And of course, shifting the mission to something new, coming up with additional military goals, as Andy Ward points out, beyond the defeat of ISIS, centering on demanding that all Shiite militias now must leave Syria. New goal, see, mission creep. We're going to move the goal line because we never had a discussion or a debate as why we were going there. What did victory look like? And so now, oh, well, you know, we've got to get the Shiite militias out of Syria, all of them. And ensuring that ISIS-like groups never reemerge at any point in the field. How are we going to do that? Oh, we'll stay there forever. Unachievable goals, they said, make for a permanent war. That's the whole point. It would be difficult to justify this with the Syrian government not authorizing the U.S. presence and with the U.S. no longer demanding regime change. The Pentagon's focus now is shifting away from those secondary goals that they invented, and now they're simply just arguing that ISIS has not been defeated, and yet it has. It has. Sorry, Lindsay. So this is going to be a boost to ISIS' desire to come back. Well, who put them there? It was Lindsey Graham and John McCain. They're the ones who armed them, trained them, imported them from other places. He, McCain, and people like Brennan, the CIA, now with MSNBC. And he says, this will be a big win for ISIS, for Iran, and for Syria and Russia. Well, ISIS and Syria and Russia were not allies. We were allied with ISIS, but Syria and Russia were fighting ISIS as well. When we started fighting ISIS, they didn't last too long. And that game has been won. And so then you got the Republicans. So Vice President Pence went over to the Hill as they started getting very upset about the fact that President Trump moved quickly and decisively, said, we've declared victory. We're going to get the State Department out of here within 24 hours. Good. And we're going to start pulling back military personnel, be out of there within 60 to 100 days. I hope he does it more quickly, because if he waits too long, they're going to stage something to keep us there. Pence was sent to Capitol Hill, reports Politico, as the administration began absorbing a torrent of condemnation from hawkish Republicans, the neocons. The job of Congress is to hold the executive branch accountable. Said Lindsey Graham. No, the job of Congress is to declare war, to debate it and to make a declaration of war, and then to shut up and get out of the way. Virtually everyone who spoke in opposition to the decision, said Marco Rubio, who is always in opposition to President Trump. Rand Paul, however, praised Trump's decision. You've got Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn, the Republican here of Texas. I was just talking about it when we were talking about the border situation yesterday. I said, look at what Cornyn says about this. Well, I suppose Trump says he's got some kind of plan to do something about it. I don't know. I don't care. You know, it just doesn't even care about our own border. The senator from Texas doesn't care about the border, securing the border here in America. But boy, he's exercised and upset about this. What? You mean you're not going to have thousands of troops stationed in Syria forever? You can't do that. Ben Sass, another never-Trumper, Republican, Nebraska. The high-fiving winners today are Iran, ISIS, and Hezbollah. He says this is a retreat. He said the losers are Israel, humanitarian victims, and U.S. intelligence gathering. Well, I would agree that the CIA is the big loser on this, since they were the ones who were the allies of ISIS and put them in there. But as far as humanitarian victims, they were the ones, I think, the people in Syria would disagree with Ben Sass. He is about as clueless as to what's going on there as Gary Johnson. But I think Ben Sass really knows better. I think Gary Johnson didn't know anything about Aleppo. He was a deer in the headlight. But I think Ben Sass and Lindsey Graham are simply lying when they want to talk about humanitarian concerns. If they were concerned about that, they wouldn't have supported what's been going on there under Obama's war. The official that they talked to from the Pentagon said they would determine how long it would take to bring home the troops, and they declined to say whether airstrikes would continue. See, this is the problem. Pentagon is going to push back. When I first saw these headlines on the Drudge Report yesterday, I said to my wife, I said, well, President Trump may want to stop the war in Syria. Let's see what these people in the Pentagon will do about it. It's going to have to bring them home more quickly, I think, than 60 to 100 days. It's 2 or 3 months. I don't think that's going to work. It's a good idea to get the State Department out of there as soon as possible. Senate Foreign Relations Chairman Bob Corker said he was blindsided. Well, guess what, Bob? You're not in the loop. You're not supposed to be in the loop. Who cares? Right? You're going to be leaving in a couple of weeks. Trump defeated you. Trump defeated ISIS. And now you're gone, and so are they. And you don't need to be informed about this. Senator Tim Kaine, the running mate of Hillary Clinton, of course, questioned whether the decision was made with or without military advice, as I played that clip for you earlier. Senator Jeanne Shaheen, a Democrat, New Hampshire, said, I'm very disappointed. What I heard when I was in Syria was that while the fight against ISIS was going very well, if we leave, we leave an opportunity for them to come back. So I guess we'll just have to stay forever. When we come back, we're going to talk about the border. You know, the border situation is a duplicitous thing that's being done by the Republican establishment. Well, you can't trust them. People like Mitch McConnell, people like Paul Ryan, who Ben Shapiro just wrote a love note to. I've been shutting that down. We've got crowdfunding going
for those of us that are the tip of the spear. We're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions,
We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. Very happy to see what President Trump is doing in Syria, but folks, we are still deep in the woods. We still got the problem at the border. Nothing being done about that. We've got new gun control legislation being supported by the Department of Justice and unconstitutionally asserting that accessories are somehow now part of the firing mechanism, that an accessory can is something that they can do a 180 on. Even under Obama, they didn't outlaw bump stocks. And as we were talking about it yesterday, again, it's a junk piece of gimmicky equipment. It actually makes the gun less effective because it's predicated on the thing being jolting around, so you're not aiming at what you're shooting. It's kind of the ultimate redneck Yahoo thing. To go out and do it. It's a piece of trick. So nobody wants to defend this thing, but it's the principle that we would have the BATF saying that this semi-automatic weapon is now a machine gun. And the idea that they can just issue a rule just like that and take away equipment. Of course, we're seeing the same thing with the arbitrary definition of no more than 10-round magazine and so forth. All these different things that are coming, and the Democrats are lined up with these things. And if the Trump administration is going to cave on that, they're going to cave on these other things. So we're going to talk about that, talk about the border, but we've got good news with Syria. Hopefully, President Trump can get this done by doing it quickly and doing it over the over the recess. The stand down, if he takes a couple of months to do it, it may not happen. Let's hope that it really does. We've been talking about why it should, and we're going to talk about coming up here, the wall, in just a moment. But before we do, I want to remind you that the fight for free speech is anything but over. We have the military-industrial complex, the same people who realized that they were losing the debate on these issues. The people understood when they tried to get us involved in deeper in Syria with false flags. We were there to push back against that. We and a lot of other organizations 2 months after they shut down InfoWars, who had opposed that, who had opposed the police state, who had opposed the surveillance state, were all shut down. You had people who were with the military-industrial complex, people who were with the FBI, with the military, saying the social media was the battlefield for the information war, that they had to silence the cannons, and that they had to use hate speech regulation to do that. And that's precisely what they've done. That is the plan. And your support helps to keep us going, folks, and we really can use that at this time of year. We've got a massive discount right now for Christmas time because we want to make this work for you as well. We've got up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping, double Patriot points for future discounts off of products. And every order is not only free shipping, but you get a free T-shirt with every order. And we brought back our 24-hour specials as well. We got things like Brain Force Plus, 55% off. Bone Broth, 55% off. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 60% off. Bod Ease, our all-natural anti-inflammatory, 60% off. We've got the Super Blue products, like Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and mouthwash. They have nano silver in them. They have iodine, but they do not have fluoride. They have the good halogen. Those are 60% off. Alpha Power and Real Red Pill are 60% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a lot of specials there. Free shipping. Free T-shirt with the order, as well as double Patriot points. Some items are up to 75% off. All right, let's take a look at what's going on at the border. We had Mark Meadows and people with the House Freedom Caucus. They're not ready to throw in the towel. And they're urging President Trump not to throw in the towel. After President Trump caved in on what he was very adamant about last week, saying, I'm going to shut the government down if you don't fund the wall. And then he said, nah, we'll do a continuing resolution. Freedom Caucus is going to launch a last stand. Mark Meadows said, putting this off, punting it to February the 8th with a continuing resolution, not only gives the Democrats a Christmas present, but it also offers them a Valentine's Day gift. Democrats will win. The wall will not be built. Congress will once again have punted when we should have been taking a stand. The time to fight is now. There is zero excuse for not doing that. And, of course, he's right. It's not just a Christmas present. I mean, we had reports that the Democrats were singing Christmas carols on the floor. They're ready to go. Hey, this is great. Our big Christmas gift. We had Nancy Pelosi. Got a video of her singing and dancing at a bar in D.C. afterwards. They're very, very happy about this. And if President Trump doesn't wake up, if some of these Republicans do not push back, they will have won. Jim Jordan said, we should have done it back in March, but our leadership didn't want to go there to do it. Who would their leadership be? That would be Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan, who has always, always been open borders. Always open borders. That's why they picked him to run with Mitt Romney. Both of them supported RomneyCare, which was the same as Obamacare. Both of them support open borders, big open borders guys. Mitt Romney is, just like Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan, as he said, we should have done this back in March. Well, back in March, I think it was about that time. Paul Ryan said, well, I'm not going to run for reelection. I'm going to retire Speaker of the House. They said, go, go. Don't stick around as a lame duck. No, he was sticking around so he could shut this down, make sure that this wasn't going to go through. He's going to make sure that we kept the borders open, that we didn't build the wall, that we didn't stop Obamacare. And then he's going to hand the gavel to Nancy Pelosi, who would continue the work of Paul Ryan. Jordan blamed Republican leadership for the failure to pass legislation to fund the border wall, saying, we've got the majority now. For goodness sakes, let's deal with this. We should have done it back in March. We all said this. We should have done it back in March, but our leadership didn't want to go there. Absolutely not. Wanted to hang in there until Nancy Pelosi could take over. Mitch McConnell in the Senate, another one. He's now pushing through this continuing resolution bill, take it through to February. Ann Coulter has been unfollowed by President Trump's Twitter because she called him gutless in this. Gutless president in a wall-less country. Her editorial is up on Breitbart. She said, if you were elected president after decades of politicians doing nothing about millions of illegals pouring into our country every year, committing crimes, dealing drugs, driving drunk, molesting children, killing Americans like Kate Steinle, and your central campaign promise repeated every day was to build a wall, wouldn't you have spent the entirety of your transition period working on how to get it done? Wouldn't you have been building prototypes and developing relationships with key congressional allies and so forth? Wouldn't you skip the inauguration maybe even? Take the oath of office in San Diego? Well, you would if you meant it. You could have gone ahead to have the inauguration balls and everything in D.C. and everything, and then do it on day two. So maybe I'm a literalist, a zealot. When people keep telling me to be patient that the wall is coming, I nursed a private hope that I was wrong and they were right. It's now crystal clear that one of two things is true. Either President Trump never intended to build a wall, or he was scamming voters all along, or has no idea how to get it done and zero interest in finding out. And so the question then remains, who's going to get it done? We've got one-third of Republicans in a poll said they would pitch in to build the wall. That was a Rasmussen poll. Half of Americans, 50%, think the U.S. military should be used along the border with Mexico to stop illegal immigration. Uh-huh. That's right. Use the Defense Department to defend America. What a novel idea. I've been saying that for a long time. And then we have a triple amputee vet who was taken off of Facebook. They purged him off after he spent like 300. They encouraged him to advertise and promote his Facebook page there. He said, I spent over $300,000 and they just pulled me off because I'm a conservative. He stepped up a GoFundMe page. After just a couple of days, the fund established by Brian Colfage, has now raised more than $400,000. We, the people, will fund the wall, aims to raise $1 billion to help fund the wall. That was what President Trump ran on. Well, let's hope that that'll happen. We'll have to see if that happens. But then, of course, we have the other aspect that's going to take some political will and a backbone. It's going to have to act like it's up to 4 million now. Okay, great. So it's, I was just told it's up to 4 million. So, that was just 2 days ago. It's gone up by a factor of 10. It was 400,000, it's now 4 million. The other aspect of this, of course, is going to be activist judges. Laura Ingraham was right when she said they've waged assault on Trump's agenda. The way I put it was I said we've got to stop pretending that President Trump needs the unanimous approval of every single federal judge, no matter how low they are on the scale, in order to do anything to protect this country, which is his duty. We got to let that go, like Andrew Jackson did.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, KristenPlata.com. Because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all and thank you.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future. and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds, it's The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. It's not looking like a Merry Christmas in the UK. So there are bodies on every seat. Thousands have been stranded at Gatwick Airport as mystery drones have forced mass cancellations. Gatwick Airport has been shut down for more than 13 hours due to mysterious drones flying over the perimeter fence into where the runway operates. And every time they have tried to locate this, they send the law enforcement officers out there. They disappear. The drone disappears. And then it reappears somewhere else later. And so they said, we think this is deliberate. It's not accidental. I mean, if it was just somebody that wasn't conscious that they were messing with the plane flights, they'd still be there, you know, flying their drone. And they wouldn't take it down and, you know, go somewhere else and then start coming back from another angle. And so now they have... At the airport's terminals, they have hundreds of flights canceled, leaving tens of thousands of travelers stranded in the airport's terminals that they characterize as freezing. I don't know, with that many people there, you think they generate a lot of body heat. But this underscores a couple of different issues. Number one, the fact that I hate to travel on planes anymore, like my brother-in-law said. He regards it as, with the same disdain as going to the dentist. Yes, sometimes you must absolutely do it, but it's not anything that a rational person would choose to do anymore. It used to be a nice thing to take a plane to fly somewhere on a vacation. Now it is the hellish beginning and the end of any vacation trip, if you got it, or any business trip. But it also shows just how vulnerable our infrastructure is. And it shows how our society can easily be shut down by just one prankster with a toy drone going up. And nevertheless, what they're really concerned about in the UK and what they're banning are ads that feature stereotypically stupid women and moronic men. So now you're not going to have any comedy ads, because if it makes somebody look stupid, male or female, you're not going to be allowed to do that. You can't show women who can't park a car or men who don't know how to change a diaper or whatever. And I guess, you know, we're going to get to the point where all the British comedy, you know, like Monty Python, of course, you know, they made fun of different, the idiosyncrasies of different ethnic groups and so forth. That's not going to be allowed. You're not going to have people like Mr. Bean, Rowan Atkinson. I mean, you know, he was, you know, clearly he was stereotypically stupid. His comedy didn't necessarily have anything to do with gender, but, you know, nobody can, look stupid. You're going to be making fun of somebody. So just get rid of comedy altogether. That's what humorless communists always do. But, the people who did, are selling the records. I don't know who owns, Dean Martin's 1959 version of Baby It's Cold Outside, but, those people are being amused at the backfiring of political correctness. Just as I was telling you yesterday, the efforts to try to shut down Chick-fil-A are not working, probably backfiring, just like I think it's going to backfire when they try to shut down Tucker Carlson. You got all these different organizations trying to boycott him, these different companies. I think they're going to see it's going to backfire. Certainly backfired on Dick's Sporting Goods. I expect to see them on the bankruptcy list at the first of the year. after they decided that they would attack gun ownership, that they would spend their dwindling resources hiring a Washington lobbyist to try to take away our gun rights. And now the same thing is being done to try to take away our free speech rights and the free speech rights of Tucker Carlson, your ability to be able to see and hear what you wish to see and hear. You got corporate masters taking that away. Well, you remember Bowflex and these other companies that are doing that. With Chick-fil-A, they were able to jump, like I said yesterday, from number 7 to number 3 in terms of the largest food outlets. Tends to come back on them. And now, sales of Dean Martin's 1959 version of Baby It's Cold Outside have rocketed by 70% because the PC Marxists came out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've had the Justice Department arrest two Chinese hackers that they say were acting on behalf of China's main intelligence agency. Folks, the threat to this country is not primarily Russia. It is coming from China. They have been established as the world leader by the globalists. They have decided they're going to turn over military power as well as economic power to them. President Xi and the communist leaders are a gang of criminal thugs, but they're very smart about it. They have been focusing, they haven't been running, $4,000 of Facebook ads or $100,000 of ads to supposedly manipulate an election. What an absurd premise that is. You know, Facebook denied that they'd run any ads that would rig the election on behalf of Russia for a long time. After three times, I said, well, you know, we were able to go back and identify $100,000 worth of ads that we think were done by Russia, and that threw the election. Seriously? An election where Hillary Clinton alone and her forces spent over $1 billion? $100,000? Well, you know, the truth is very powerful, but I still don't think that telling the truth about Hillary Clinton with just that little bit of ads out there was the thing that changed it. But the way that the Chinese operate is they break into corporations, they break into government agencies, or they break into corporations that pretend that they're government agencies, like the Federal Reserve. You know, they hacked the Federal Reserve multiple times because they want to know what the Federal Reserve dictators are saying to each other, whether or not interest rates are going to be raised or not. They want to have that kind of advanced economic information. And so they hack into the Federal Reserve. They hack into technical companies. They steal secrets that are, military secrets, but also things like, 5G technology or whatever. And again, I don't support 5G. I'm very concerned about the health effects of 5G. I'm also concerned about the privacy effects of 5G. Whenever you hear the government talking about how the Chinese are going to use 5G to spy on us, of course they will. I'm also concerned I don't want the American government spying on us. I don't want Google and Facebook spying on me either. So what we've had now is that two people have been indicted. The Justice Department is talking about this. They said they are acting on behalf of China's main intelligence agency, doing corporate espionage. They said they breached the computers of more than 45 entities in 12 states. The victims were in a variety of industries, from aviation to space technology to pharmaceutical technology. This is the way that they roll. And this is one of the reasons why they are so dangerous. And it's not a surprise. I mean, when we look at what's going on with China, again, currency manipulation, which they're allowed to do, and, of course, that's a weapon that the Federal Reserve uses against us as well, and making sure that they are going to throttle the economy with interest rates so that we won't be allowed to go past 2%. Oh, we're overheating the economy. But the Chinese, for 40 years, can have nearly 10% a year, 9.5% a year, average growth over the last 40 years, 9.5% annually. And the markets reacted with alarm that they were only going to grow between 6 and 7% next year. The Federal Reserve would never allow that here in America. The Federal Reserve is your enemy, as are the other globalist organizations that are out there. But, of course, they will stand aside. They will allow China to have very high taxes on anything coming into their country. But they will scream like bloody murder if President Trump raises it to the same level, as if that wasn't even happening in China. They'll allow them to manipulate the currency, and, of course, they'll use that to get around any tariffs that President Trump puts on. But they also, a big part of the China price, not just those things, currency manipulation and tariffs, but it's also slave labor, of course, but also copyright theft. They have been demanding, of course, that any business that wants to do business in China has to have a Chinese partner. Those Chinese partners, of course, will be part of the giant holding company that is called the Chinese Communist Party. And you will have to turn over all your plans and information to them. They will not only share in the profit, but they will also steal your designs and put out a forgery or do their own product under a different name, which is what they did to GM. So should it be a surprise that they're now using hackers to steal from us in our country after they've been stealing from Western businesses that open up in their country? Of course not. They're a bunch of crooks and criminals. They have absolutely no moral code. Speaking of no moral code, we have the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia is now, of course, he was going to be the guy that was going to reform and bring them into the 21st century. He had his 2030 agenda city that he was doing. I remember when that was announced. He had his Davos in the desert. And I said, look at this guy. This is way before anybody cared about what he was doing with Khashoggi or whatever. I said, look at this guy. His response, whenever there was a problem within Saudi Arabia, his response was to go shopping. You know, he'd go on a big shopping spree. He'd buy a billion-dollar yacht, or he'd do that. Well, you know, this is the ultimate shopping spree. He invited all these corporations to come in, and they were going to spend, hundreds of billions of dollars on building this city of the future, as if that was somehow going to make them a producer. It just made them into more of a consumer. I mean, this is nothing but retail therapy for the Crown Prince. But as he was touring the U.S., all these corporations, especially Silicon Valley, who are tied in to mainstream media, herald him as the Crown Prince Charming, as the reform-minded royal, and so forth. But now, we're going to make a big deal. We're going to let women drive, kind of. And we'll do it next year. And he has a press conference in his capital, Riyadh, at the same time he has one in Washington. It was really for our consumption, because it was all just a mask. Yeah, women under some circumstances would be allowed to drive, but of course they still have all those rules about men having to accompany them everywhere, having a male guardian and so forth. But then it gets worse than that. There is a bombshell human rights report in the Wall Street Journal. They say that men surrounding Mohammed bin Salman, prior to everybody making him public enemy number one because of the Khashoggi murder, are now being investigated for torturing and threatening to rape prominent Saudi women's rights activists who've now been detained for months. That's the way this is rolling out. Don't expect them to roll back Sharia law anytime soon. But as we look at that, and as we get so upset about, and rightfully so, about what he's doing to the women there, about what he did to Khashoggi, let's take a look at what our own police are doing here in the United States. Reason Magazine, many others have talked about the Syracuse Police Department. This guy was arrested after the pretext of a traffic stop. The officers found a baggie of marijuana. They said they detected cocaine residue on his car seat. He had a long rap sheet, and they got into an argument with him. And so they decided that they would make an example out of him. They took him to the hospital, and they demanded that the doctors thread an 8-inch flexible tube into his rectum to search for illegal drugs. At least two doctors resisted the police request. An X-ray had already indicated that there were no drugs. They saw no medical need to perform an invasive procedure on someone against his will. The notes from police and doctors suggest some tension and a standoff. At one point, 8 police officers were at the hospital. A doctor remembers telling officers, "We will not be doing that." The hospital's top lawyer got pulled in. He talked with the judge who signed the search warrant. A judge signed a search warrant for this man's rectum. It was written by police, and it was signed at the judge's home. When they were done, the hospital lawyer overruled the doctors, forced them to do it, and they complied. So you want to talk about Saudi Arabia? Why don't you talk about our unconstitutional UN war on drugs and the way that it's corrupted our police and judicial system? They actually had the audacity to then bill this man for his rape. They billed him $4,000 on top of that, and raped him financially as well. We'll be right back.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you despite the fact we're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through 2 permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with 3 other compounds, 2 forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Alex Jones here with an emergency news bulletin airing on The David Knight Show. I am on the road in an airport, so I apologize for the background noise, but I must file this emergency report right now. I received information last week from a prominent journalist who had dinner with another top national journalist who had had an extensive meeting with the President of the United States the day before. The first journalist I talked to that was at the meeting was so upset by the information that he basically just said that he was going to quit and was very fatalistic and just couldn't believe how much trouble the country was in. And I couldn't get the information out of him. I then talked to the other journalist that was in the meeting and confirmed that the president told this national talk show host, who I'm also in contact with, that he now understands the deep state, that is the president, is attempting to completely bring the U.S. down and is in bed indeed with China. We knew there were infiltrators. The president now has confirmed that actually more than a third of the government, almost all Democrats, at the highest levels and the lowest levels, are actually consciously acting against the United States, allied with China, the EU, and others. And that's why they're putting out all this rhetoric against the country, and that the president expanded on the fact on public statements that he's made, that the public would rise up if they try to take him out of office. The president elaborated that he would expect armed insurrection and resistance because this group is not from the United States. This group is an outside force. And so that he believes it'll be proper to meet this operation with resistance. And then I also know from other sources that Trump's been quietly preparing the military for this. Now, you've seen the left come out and say that the president is planning martial law and things like that. Well, he's not really doing that. They're preparing martial law and a false civil emergency. The left is, the deep state. The only way to counter that would be with a true declaration of emergency to counter their false declaration of emergency. And we've been warning of this for a long time. And again, the president's already said 90% of this publicly, but the rest of the story is that the final piece for him is the private Federal Reserve, 80%+ foreign-owned, openly raising interest rates to hurt the economy and to block the American recovery, while the very same private Federal Reserve that the OECD and other international groups is pushing for China to have 0% rates continuing. So the treason was really upset the president. Now I have all these top French generals saying Macron is involved in treason. Now they have been sanctioned. This is happening all over the world. This is a global system moving against nation states from the UK to France to Germany to Spain to Italy. We're winning, but the deep state is trying to suppress it. So this is an incredibly historic time. Roger Stone was at the meeting with the national talk show host. Again, this is not just Roger Stone giving me this info. I had already gotten the info from the other national talk show host that was there at the meeting. But then I got the rest of it from Roger, who didn't even know that I had already met with one of the people at the meeting. This was a 3-hour meeting. So there was just so much that Roger told me last night in our hour and a half long dinner. And he's going to relay it all in the second hour of my show today.
That's coming up at 11 a.m. Central, but you're getting the exclusive breakdown analysis of this right now during the David Knight Show. But whatever you do, this is about, are you an American or are you a globalist? So the president is now having to understand that we have foreign globalist forces who openly say the flag's bad and even having a nation is bad. These are obviously outside enemies. And that he knows they're going to make the move on him soon and that he's not going to go along with it. Now, what's more important here is if the president's already thinking like that and understands the true threat level, he needs to start declassifying all their treason now and not waiting until Mueller does it and playing this game of chicken. They're in the wrong. We're in the right. They're making their move of censorship. They're taking Savage off the air. They're taking everybody else off the air because they're trying to take me off the air because they're getting ready to have the legs of the president cut out from under him when they make this move. It's time for the citizens to have maximum vigilance. Paul Lawson's writing an article about this at Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Get it. Get it out to everybody you know. Call C-SPAN. Call the White House. Call Congress. This is an emergency situation. Again, folks, you get next week's news today. You get next month's news today. I want to stop this from happening. We can do it together. We can stop the globalists from making their next move, but we've got to admit how bad they are, or we don't have any shot at it. Pray for the country. Pray for the president. Pray for InfoWars. It's absolutely essential. Please. All right. Get the article out. Back to David Knight, the live program.
All right. That's Alex Jones. And again, you can find that article at InfoWars.com. Exclusive. Trump thinks there'll be a revolt if the deep state tries to remove him from office because Americans are, quote, too well armed. And this is part of a conversation that he had with a prominent media figure who was also talking to Roger Stone about that phone conversation. You can see the article there. According to sources, Trump thinks the Democrats are so intent on stopping America's recovery that they will set off a destabilizing crisis on the border. How would they do that? Would they have an invasion of caravans and so forth and fight every attempt to try to protect the border, or maybe an economic collapse, I said. Oh, you know, by like raising interest rates when the housing markets are starting to collapse all across the country. Or maybe even a civil war as a means of ejecting him from the Oval Office. We look at what they're doing in terms of pushing back against President Trump trying to do what he campaigned for. Get us out of this regime change war in Syria. They now say, well, it's not a regime change war. We're just there to fight ISIS. Okay, well, if we're not there to change the regime, good. We don't need to be doing that everywhere. And if we're there to fight ISIS, we've already defeated ISIS, as I pointed out. Russia, that was flying 100 to 110 flights per day up until a few weeks ago. It's now been weeks that they have taken that down to 2 to 4 flights per week. Not 100 a day, but 2 to 4 per week. Russia thinks ISIS is defeated. Christmas is being celebrated. Easter was celebrated this spring in Aleppo and so forth. So yeah, I think he's right. And yet you see what these people are doing to try to keep us there. The same things that they tell us when we talk about the border. Oh, we don't need to protect the border. Remember that back and forth that President Trump had with Jim Acosta? Oh, they're not coming. It'll take a long time before they get here. Would they say the same thing about ISIS now? You know, is ISIS a threat? How far away is Syria? They're so far away. Well, how far away is Syria? All these people say this. We got to bring the troops home from our border. They say, are they going to be there through Thanksgiving and Christmas? Oh, well, we can allow that to happen. But they want the troops to stay in Syria, where they're surrounded on all sides by very serious attacks. They say there's no money to protect our borders. Did they ever complain about the money that we spent in Afghanistan or Syria? I mean, in Afghanistan alone, we spent over $100 billion. To what they've admitted. I mean, there's a lot of black budget money that's disappeared there. And then saying there's no legal authority to protect our borders. Was there any legal authority for us to invade and occupy Syria? Did we ever have a discussion about that, a debate about that? No, no. The hypocrisy of these people. All right, we've only got about 45 seconds. We're going to be joined by Del Bigtree coming up in the next segment. I just want to remind you, folks, if you want to keep us independent, as Alex Jones has been saying, we have a special that we put together for Christmas. Great deals for you. It's a win-win situation. Up to 75% off. We have free shipping. We have double Patriot points. You get a free t-shirt with every order. We've brought back all of the 24-hour specials. Take a look at what we got at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got BioTrue Selenium 55% off, Myco ZX 55% off. We got Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement, 55% off. Up to 75% off, free shipping store-wide, and a free t-shirt with every order. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
So as we prepare to close out 2018, just remember, this life is a test. And those of you that have been listening and watching and taking action, the victories of populism and nationalism and Christianity coming back from the dead and recognizing it's being persecuted, that's all because you are the core. Listening to InfoWars around the world, the eyes and ears of liberty that were immune or at least resistant to the globalist programming. Everybody knows who studies this that it's Christians, real Christians, who tend to be immune to the globalist brainwashing and who tend to see it. And that's why they're trying to eradicate you. But regardless, this fight is intensifying. 2018 has been insane. 2019 is going to be the big decision maker. And I am so honored to be here with you right beside me. Not behind us, but right beside us and at the heart of everything, resisting these globalists. So whatever you do, take action and realize we're changing history together, and I salute you.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year, to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now, please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, Paul Ryan is about ready to go. He gave his farewell speech.
When we finally,
and Ben Shapiro is so impressed. He said, regardless of what you think about Paul Ryan, you got to hear his speech. Well, I'm sorry, but I don't need to hear his speech. I know what he's done in his career. I know what he's done this last year, for example. And I don't care what kind of lies he's telling people and what kind of brown stuff Ben Shapiro is trying to shovel on us either. As Breitbart points out, Paul Ryan today lamented his failure to deliver a global supply of migrant labor, cheap labor for businesses and to investors, regardless of what's in the interest of Americans, regardless of what the Republican Party promised Republican voters. As they point out, Trump's Hire American policy has resulted in Americans' wages rising, and that's especially true of black businesses and black workers, rising far faster because President Trump has focused on American business. And he's focused on it in a way that has really helped the people at the bottom far more than any of the policies of these other people. Yes, you know, we can always say we could do more. Nevertheless, Paul Ryan is focused on helping a few individuals consolidate their wealth by getting slave labor. As I pointed out at Breitbart, Ryan's final efforts to outsource more American jobs to foreign workers were discarded in the confused negotiations over Congress's failure to pass a 2019 budget. He said, no less than our full potential as a nation here is at stake. And Breitbart says, in contrast, pro-American immigration reformers say that Ryan's immigration policy has not ensured that Americans can earn good wages, raise families, and build wealth. That's what it should be doing. What he's been doing is he's been working for people like the Koch brothers and Democrats. Quite frankly, it's not just a Republican thing. The Democrats really want the voters. That's what the Democrat politicians want. But there's a lot of Democrat businesses who want the cheap labor as well, just like the Republicans. They want cheap labor, and he is there to give it to them. And now he's going to take his golden parachute after he's done everything he could for them. Just like you had Barney Fife. No, Barney Fife was a good guy. Barney Frank is not a good guy. Barney Frank and Dowd, the Dowd Frank bill, as their retirement, they put that thing in, working with Elizabeth Warren, the Consumer Financial Protection Board, putting on regulations to protect big banks, to shut down smaller banks, smaller businesses, to make it harder for you to get loans. Look, I understand people have been taken advantage of. If they really wanted to stop people from being taken advantage of, they would have stopped the usurious interest rates that they allowed in the wake of the stagflation of Jimmy Carter's day. They took away those usury laws. And so now, you know, as the same time that you've got these Democrats like Dodd and Frank and Elizabeth Warren saying, oh, we're protecting the consumers, they're allowing the credit card companies to charge 20-30%, sometimes more if you get behind in your payments. Charging that much in interest without having to pay any interest in return. I mean, they get their money from the Fed for 0%, and then they are able to charge 20, 30, 50%. I mean, is that consumer protection? And, of course, those two guys who passed that through, they go on to take very lucrative positions with industries and so forth. That's what Paul Ryan is going to be doing. He says we should offer jobs to any willing worker. They don't have to be American. That's fine. We'll just do that anywhere. And, of course, he's left behind big budget deficits and a ballooning debt. As Bloomberg points out, when Paul Ryan became Speaker of the House in 2015, the federal budget deficit was $438 billion. And now he is looking at a deficit that's approaching $1 trillion. And over his 2 decades in Congress, the total national debt increased from less than $6 trillion to $22 trillion. He worked with Democrats to make sure that they didn't have a vote about shutting down the Saudi Arabian war. And then he comes out to have the audacity to say our politics are broken. Yeah, broken because of people like him. And you have Ben Shapiro. Even though he says things like this in his wonderful speech, we've kept our promises. Yeah, really? About Obamacare, about the border, about fiscal responsibility? And he says, oh, no, it's a must read because he says that the problem is we have too much bad talk. Criticism has taken the place of public solving. Can we all just get along? Can we just stop all of that debating about policies and everything, you know? That's Ben Shapiro. Let's take everything down. Let's be very calm and quiet. And we can Just shut down all debate, all criticism, because any of that stuff is divisive and hateful. We got to shut that down. And then we can give Ben Shapiro the stations that were previously with Michael Savage, because Michael Savage isn't going to go that way. All right, joining us now is Del Bigtree. I wanted to get Del on because we've got some vaccine news that's made the been in the news throughout this week. We had the situation Drudge Report. Matt Drudge put up, and I was glad he did it, put up that 40% of the people have said they are not getting flu vaccines this year. And right underneath it, a picture of Lou Ferrigno, the guy that used to play the Incredible Hulk on the TV show, having his arm swell up, not from being the Hulk, but from getting from the administration of a pneumonia vaccine. And so he put that stuff up there. We've had other things that have come up in the last week. I think the revelation about Johnson & Johnson and their baby powder having asbestos in it, they said that's simply a conspiracy theory. We could never get away with that. How could a big corporation that's making hundreds of billions of dollars, how could they get away with putting out an unsafe product? Well, how indeed did they get away with putting out not just topical baby powder that's got contaminants in it? How did they get away with injecting our babies with things like thimerosal and other ingredients that are still there, formaldehyde, things like that? How'd they get away with that? Is there some kind of big conspiracy going on? Are they cutting down and not telling us all the information? Del Bigtree has been at the center of all this. His Informed Consent Action Network, which you can find, I Can Decide. That's the acronym they've used. ICanDecide.com is a wealth of information about what they have done to hoodwink the American people. He had a documentary, of course, Vaxxed, that was going to be shown, but then shut down at the last minute. That was awful. That was done by Hollywood. So joining us now is Del Bigtree. You can find him on Facebook at High Wire Talk. You can also find him on Twitter at Del Bigtree. Thank you for joining us, Del.
David, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
I don't know where you want to start, but let's start with the Johnson & Johnson thing. I mean, you know, when you had a jury come out and say they've been hiding this information, they were passing information back and forth saying, look, we discovered asbestos in some of these talc samples. They didn't discover it in everything, but they hid it for decades. And when it came out, their response, as their stock dropped by $23 billion, about 10%, their response was, look, this is nothing but an absurd conspiracy theory by Reuters. Because we could never get away with this. We have regulatory agencies. Talk about that and how that is very similar to what's been done with vaccines, Del.
Well, I mean, think all of these stories that we're seeing more and more in the news. I mean, we live in a time now where the light is shining down because guys like you and I are on social media. We're driving real news and real investigations. And Reuters luckily looked into this. We've been hearing that talc can cause cancer. Now all of a sudden we're finding out that there was asbestos in the product. I mean, think about this. We're powdering our baby's genitals with asbestos with one of the top pharmaceutical companies in the world. And, you know, sure, we can look at the money-grubbing corporation that didn't care about the people, and we can argue about that. We can talk about the doctors that recommended using this product on our babies as the best way to take away the dryness, you know, when you're changing their diaper. But what we keep, you know, we sort of keep missing is the CDC and the FDA and the regulatory agencies and our government.
Yeah, exactly. The regulatory capture. We got to go to a break. There's some music cutting in there. We're going to be right back with Del Bigtree, and we're going to get into this because, folks, what happened with Johnson & Johnson is not anything compared to what's going on with vaccines. And Del Bigtree's got the data. We'll be right back.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media, they can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, they can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by Infowars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Del Bigtree. Of course, he was the producer of Vaxxed. That was going to be at the Tribeca Film Festival. Robert De Niro, after pressure from other filmmakers who didn't want to have a debate about this. I mean, why wouldn't you want to have a debate about this? If you got an explosion in autism and immune diseases and so forth, if you have an industry that's been given legal immunity, had to beg for that from the federal government and got it back in 1986, why wouldn't you want to talk about this for people's health? Well, they didn't for whatever reason. And that was his documentary. But, of course, he's been following this for quite some time. Again, you can find him at the Informed Consent Action Network, ICanDecide.com. They have a wealth of information there. Del, we had just a short segment there. We had a little bit of difficulty establishing contact with you. But let's talk about some of the things that have happened in the last couple of weeks. I mean, it was just a couple of weeks ago we had that guy come down with Guillain-Barré syndrome. Paralyzed him, blinded him, almost cost him his life. He had to be put on a ventilator. They said that was rare, but I know personally two people that happened to after they got a flu shot.
Yeah, I mean, Guillain-Barré syndrome is written right on the label itself. Of course, you know, when we're supposed to be getting informed consent from our doctor before we get a flu shot, we're supposed to be told, you know, that this vaccine could paralyze you. It could even kill you. And we have paid out, you know, millions of dollars on flu shot injuries from the, you know, vaccine court itself. But these stories are everywhere, David. They try to isolate it and say it's very rare, but it's getting harder and harder to do that. When we had a senator just die in New York, you had Senator Jose Peralta, who put up a flu shot clinic, you know, tweeted out to everybody, get your flu shot, got his own flu shot. And then, you know, after tweeting out everyone should get their flu shot, dies 4 days later. And there was only, you know, what's shocking about it, David, is the way it's reported on. You know, they say we don't know why he died. Then you read in the New York Times, the one paper that even put one little sentence saying he was telling everyone around him, I have felt terrible since the flu shot, and he was blaming the flu shot. Then he drops dead. And then they investigate it, of course. They look into it, and they come out that it was spontaneous sepsis. He spontaneously exploded into a body infection and died. The flu shot couldn't have had anything to do with it. They don't even mention the flu shot. Well, that's the type of cover-up that's constantly going on when your media is being funded by the pharmaceutical industry and your government pushes a product on you that has no liability. So who is going to stop a perfect storm of damage? This Johnson & Johnson story you brought up points out the exact problem you have with our regulatory agencies that have been taken over by the very industries that we're being supposed to be protected from. And think about vaccines. Vaccines are in a category unlike anything else. Can you imagine if Johnson & Johnson had no liability, if it was impossible to sue, you know, baby powder because the government had said everybody has to use it? We would never even have this story that we're sprinkling asbestos all over our children's genitals. I mean,
we only have that because they did discovery as part of the lawsuit. And then they come out and they say, well, this would have to be a conspiracy between us and the regulators. Regulatory capture is what it's called because it happens so often with every industry. And, then they went back and they said, yeah, you know, the FDA was asking questions about this, but then they were reassured by Johnson & Johnson that there was no issue. And they said, okay, never mind. They told us it's kind of like, you know, Hillary Clinton's private service. No. We've already looked at this. There's nothing for you to see. These are not the droids you're looking for. And they go away. And that, of course, has happened, but far worse than that because they gave legal immunity to these vaccine companies. So we can't do discovery.
Well, and nobody realizes that I believe that the FDA, when they would hear a story like asbestos or mercury in a vaccine or aluminum or maybe, you know, pig wasting disease, which we find in Paul Offit's rotavirus vaccine. I mean, these are the types of things that you think the FDA goes, oh, well, let's look into this. You know what they do? They call up the manufacturer and say, is this true? And then the manufacturer says, no, that's not true. And they go, okay, great. Thanks you for the help and report to the public. Don't worry about it. We looked into it. This is not a problem. We keep going to the manufacturers to tell us the truth. I mean, it's insane. You go to a company, an industry that's making billions of dollars off of vaccines. Every time there's a problem, they say, would you do an internal study on your own product and tell us whether or not we should pull your product from the shelves? Do you think they're ever going to tell us, you know what, you're right, we were lying, we do have toxic chemicals that are killing you in our vaccines? It's not going to happen. But that's how the system is designed. It's totally broken. And then
it's not just the manufacturers, Dell, is it? Because it's also the CDC. They're the biggest reseller of vaccines probably out there. They're making billions of dollars selling vaccines while they reassure everybody, it's okay, there's no problem here.
That's right. They are actually a marketing arm. They buy $5 billion worth of vaccines in America alone and distribute them all over the country. And it's getting even worse. On the HPV vaccine, which is the most popular new vaccine, the Gardasil vaccine protecting against HPV, which is the biggest joke and the most dangerous vaccine ever made. But there are patents held by scientists inside the CDC. So now we have government officials and government agencies that are making profits off of the sale of future vaccines and vaccines on the market. So you have a perfect conflict of interest. So now the government agency that's supposed to be investigating for safety is making money off of the product itself. As you pointed out, they're distributing it. They're making billions off of that. And then, of course, now they have patents on the very elements inside of the vaccines. This is a perfect storm where you're really, really in trouble. And more injuries are happening all over the country. We're seeing them. We have a rise in autoimmune disease and neurological disorders. Our kids are the sickest they have ever been in the history of this nation. 54% of children now have a neurological or an autoimmune disease. And who's going to stop this? Do you think the pharmaceutical industry? Are there angels making this at Merck? I don't know why. Everybody seems to be down on pharma. We're down on the OxyContin crisis. We saw Vioxx kill tons of people. Johnson & Johnson's being sued because they had asbestos in their talcum powder. Yet we still trust vaccines as though some different industry is making them. It's the same players making vaccines. The only difference is your government forces this on you and you don't have any recourse because you cannot sue. That is a perfect storm and it's a major problem. And then add to that, David, that it's the one product that is not going through any safety testing at all before it's put on the market. And now they're admitting it. And you know what they say? We can't do a safety test because it would be unethical. Meaning we think this brand new product is so great that we're going to go ahead and, you know, we can't deny a placebo group the use of this product. So we're not going to do any placebo studies. So now you have a product you cannot sue, being forced on you by the government, regulatory agencies that are not protecting for safety, and then on top of that, the thing never went through a safety test to begin with. And if people think, oh my God, you know, we shouldn't be having this debate. Vaccines are the greatest, you know, development of the 20th century. Can you imagine how dangerous this is? Sure, even if it was, even if it's possible that it's a great invention, if you have industries like Johnson & Johnson slipping chemicals and things, maybe they could evolve this product. Maybe it could be made better. None of that is happening because you have none of the market forces driving and demanding a better product. And now,
you know, when you're talking about that, you're talking about market forces again, CDC with their massive conflict of interest. But you were working with RFK Jr. You discovered that as they gave legal immunity to the vaccine companies, they said, well, we're going to have Health and Human Services start to collect the data. They're going to monitor this. They're going to offer suggestions. And so you guys said, well, what have you found over the last 30 plus years? And what did you find besides a cover up?
Well, that's what we found was they hadn't done anything. They were mandated by law when we took liability away to be meeting with the Congress every 2 years. We sued and said we want the meeting notes. And they finally admitted we have never had a single meeting to discuss safety, even though they're supposed to be happening every 2 years since 1986. We also sued the National Institute of Health, who was supposed to be running a task force to make vaccines safer that would have had the head of the FDA, the head of the CDC, and the head of the NIH working together to develop safer vaccines. We asked for all the recommendations they've made to Congress since they were mandated to put this task force together in 1986, and they've never had a single meeting. So there is nobody working on safety, and imagine the reason we have no liability was the product was getting sued so much that the pharmaceutical industry couldn't make money anymore. So this was a terrible product that needed to evolve and needed to be fixed. Health and Human Services was supposed to fix it, and we've won two lawsuits now proving that they've done nothing of the sort. They've stuck their head in the sand, and all that's happened is an explosion in more vaccines. We took 10 vaccines that were being sued, gave them, you know, freedom from liability, and now it's exploded to 72 vaccines by the time you're 18 and growing. Thousands of vaccines in development, you know, 250 vaccines ready to go on the market at any point. And more, there's a push to force these vaccines, take away exemptions all over the country. Like, I'm about to leave California because now Senator Richard Pan's been reelected, even though a lot of people tried to stop him. He's the guy that took away our right to decide what's injected into our children. And now all that's left is a medical exemption. But the problem is the medical exemption exploded once he took parents' rights away. And so what do they want to do now? And this is what I want to point out, David. Everyone needs to be watching the new year. Across the country, they're going to try and take the medical exemption, which is your doctor saying, I know this family, I know this patient, I've been with them for years and years. I am saying that this child would be in danger if they were vaccinated. I'm giving them a medical exemption. Well, now the pharmaceutical industry is funding bureaucrats to take the rights away from doctors so that they aren't the ones signing the medical exemption. It's going to come from the health department. That means
that's where the attack's going to come up in this next year. And if you want to follow that fight, and nowhere it's gone, there's no better place to be informed than ICanDecide.com.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.